This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Montgomery County Board has submitted their decision to the Illinois Department of Agriculture concerning the proposed hog building by Derrick Farms near Farmersville. A public hearing was held last month, and the county board voted on the issue at their September board meeting this week. The board sided in favor of the hog building with a vote of 14-6, and County Board Chairman Evan Young of Fillmore said there was good discussion and the decision was made after careful consideration of Illinois Department of Ag criteria.
Brought up the motion, got our second, discussion started, and we, Mr. Jones was saying his concerns and everything about the issues with that and the signatures against the hog barn farm. But we had to base our vote on the criteria the state had set aside for the how they site these facilities. And there's 8 criteria, and the committee, the Economic Development Committee, had went through the criteria, and they decided that they had met all the criteria for the siting. And then they recommended the full board to approve it because based on the criteria. And that's what they did. They there's discussion for it. Mr. Dunkirk was there to answer some questions, and they went and finished. It was actually very calm. I was expecting an emotional debate, but everybody was calm, and it went real well. And I understand the concerns the community had about some of their issues and everything, but but those weren't the issues that we could base our decision on. So we just had to just base it on the science of the 8 criteria. And then it was approved by a vote. I believe it was 14-6.
A public comment period is still open concerning the hog building. And the Department of Ag will make their final decision once the comment period closes. And speaking of hog farms, pig farmers in Illinois have the opportunity to take part in a tree buffer cost share program. The Illinois Pork Producers Association and Illinois Farm Bureau are offering the incentive for farmers to implement fresh landscaping on their farms. Pig farmers from across the state have already utilized the program this year, and a second wave of applications is now available. A buffer is an area of trees that are strategically placed to provide a windbreak, recycle clean air, and provide curb appeal to a landscape. The cost share program is offered to Illinois pig farmers on a first-come, first-served basis. The funding helps provide assistance for the purchase of trees and shrubs, as well as design and tree placement. For farmers interested in applying for the cost share funds, you can apply by visiting ilpork.com. Once again, those are a first-come, first-served basis, and they are encouraging you to apply by October 7th this fall. Once again, applications available online at ilpork.com. In other news, opportunities lie ahead for the use of technology in agriculture. At least that was the story Rob Dongoski shared at a St. Louis Agribusiness Club meeting this week. Rob is originally from Decatur, but now lives in Chicago and serves as the global agribusiness leader for Ernst & Young. Rob's presentation focused on big data, and we talked about where we are currently, opportunities, and the future for data in agriculture.
Yeah, I've been fortunate. I run a group that gets involved in all facets of agriculture, whether it's on the plant side or the animal side. We do that globally across the world in major producing regions and also in the emerging markets like Africa and Southeast Asia as well. Personally, I spend most of my time in the strategy, M&A, and digital innovation spaces.
So it's pretty amazing, a global company. So you work with a lot of people, as you said, all over the world. And I assume you get a chance to work with a lot of farmers, too.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time in the growers and producer populations. You know, frankly, most of our work is business to business, and so we're really trying to help the businesses that serve growers more than directly with growers. But in different parts of the world, growers, you know, can be very large environments. In the Ukraine, you could be talking about 250,000 acres under management. So we do spend a lot of time with growers as well.
Well, something in your presentation today, we're talking about big data. And I guess the first question is for you to define maybe where we're at currently with that. We know that there is a ton of it out there for farmers. They're collecting data on yield monitors, planting data, all sorts of things. So what does that mean for you and your position, or maybe give us an overview of where we're at currently?
Yeah, we're looking at it from a couple fronts. So one is, you know, how can growers take better advantage of the data they are collecting, as you mentioned, whether it's, you know, through sensors or their yield monitors or drones or wherever they're getting the data. But then we're also looking for businesses to say, how can they, you know, take advantage of that data to serve their customers better, you know, so their growers. And then thirdly, we're helping a lot of the investments going into the ag tech market on what are the right investments, you know, what solutions do farmers really value, and how do you make the most, you know, value out of those investments.
So what opportunities, I guess, lie ahead for ag businesses with this data, or what are the conversations that you're having right now?
Yeah, they come in a number of fronts. And so, you know, there's, you know, better ways to price to the customers. There's better ways to, you know, potentially serve the customers, give them better insight into how their seeds or their chemicals will react in their fields better. You know, just better analytics on how to serve the customers better on, you know, are we bringing the right products to the right markets? So there's just a host of many, many opportunities out there.
I imagine those conversations you're having are constantly changing because technology is changing. We're developing a lot in agriculture, and it's pretty amazing what farmers can do now compared to 10 or 20 years ago.
Yeah, and I think we're starting to see, you know, some early stage companies have, you know, kind of, you know, stirred the pot, if you will, and kind of gotten a lot of excitement out there. And I think now we're starting to see some of the big players, you know, the big technology players wake up and say ag is important, and, you know, what are they going to do for ag? You know, so I look at something like Microsoft, which just announced FarmBeats, which is kind of the heartbeat on the farm. You know, Microsoft also announced TV Whitespace, which is, you know, taking unused TV spectrum for rural broadband use. So, you know, I think the big tech companies are saying, how can we get involved and bring, you know, big solutions to the market?
And I would say that's a good thing. Working together, ag businesses, farmers, there's some opportunities that haven't been opportunities for growth, I guess I would say.
No, absolutely. And you know, we sit in the U.S., so we've got one view on it. But you go to, you know, sub-Saharan Africa and places, you know, there that are, you know, still emerging, where they may be getting 10% of the yield potential of a seed, and, you know, with right education, irrigation techniques, and other things, they could, you know, really double their yields and frankly move away from just feeding their family to having a profitable farm.
That's really interesting. Not something that I thought of, but when you're a global business, so. You're right. Countries aren't the same as how we operate in the U.S., so I'm sure you're seeing a lot of different facets of agriculture and a lot of different ways that businesses run and how they do things based on the culture that they're in.
No, absolutely. And even if you've produced more than you can, you know, consume, getting it to somebody else who can actually buy it that's in deficit is not easy. You know, they have infrastructure challenges, they've got security challenges, regulatory challenges. So there's a lot of things that, you know, we take for granted that's been, you know, solved in the U.S. farming environments that are still a big struggle in different parts of the world.
So I guess looking ahead, all things that you've addressed in your speech today, what is the road ahead looking like for big data in ag and these ag businesses?
Yeah, I think we've just seen the very tip of it. I mean, I think there's a, you know, once we can get the data in and we can get it normalized and people can figure out what to do with it, then I can start to really bring in some insights. Seed companies can provide algorithms to the data to say, here's how you could best optimize the seed that you're investing in. And then, you know, ultimately there could be some emerging markets that see opportunities to use data and leapfrog where they're at. You know, we saw that in the mobile phone technologies in Africa, as an example. They never installed landlines. They went right to mobile phones. I think there's going to be some similar opportunities in the ag space.
Rob Dongoski, Global Agribusiness Leader for Ernst & Young. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.